Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.fm. This is The Back Room. Home of brand new music every Thursday night, 6 or 7. Play the indie alternative, electronic rock and punk kind. Kicking off there with Tooth, and that's Medicine. Got a packed show, as always, for you. And I managed to catch up with Carl Faulkner, the lead singer of The View, about his new solo album at Sydney Matilda the other day. Playing that in a little while and playing some tunes from the album. But this is very exciting. Jenny Beth is back. She was the front woman of Savages, and she's managed to get Mike Patton from Faith No More on this track. This is called Look At Me. Experimental. That's what Mike Patton does. Coming up on the show tonight, music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. This is new from the Vales, though. This is called Lungs.
We're signaling across the cities in the dark, where we all move about like blood through the chambers of the heart. You're not like anyone I've met. You're not like anyone I've seen. And if I don't know you in my days, maybe, then I'll see you in my dreams. Oh, there must be somewhere we can go, somewhere my heart will not succumb. I wanna hear it in my voice. I wanna feel it in my lungs. Staring down these walls, was busy waiting on an angel, but an angel never called. So now I offer up my questions to the architects of fate. And if the ending does come early, I hope the meaning don't come late. Oh, there must be somewhere we can go, somewhere my heart will not succumb. I wanna hear it in my voice. I wanna feel it in my lungs. I wanna feel it in my lungs. I wanna feel it in my lungs.
Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on the Back Room. Future sounds.
new from Brace there. That is Road to Nowhere. 30 years they've been around. They're going touring that this year, and with a new album out also in June called Avalanche. Chatting to Carl Faulkner on the show today. This is Luna Rosa, though. This is The Luge. Sounds a little bit Folesy, actually. Luna Rosa, and that is The Luge. Coming up on the show tonight still, caught up with Carl Faulkner from The View. That's coming up very shortly, playing a couple of tracks from the album. Got music news, local national gig guide, and new album releases. But before all that, this is The Itch. This is O Romanticizer.
Yeah.
London alt pop duo The Itch. Okay, let's talk about my guest. Managed to catch up with him when he played Sin in Matilda last Friday night. He's lead singer of The View, but he's been doing solo stuff for many years. Singer-songwriter. First album came out in 2018 called No Thank You. Then No Love Songs for Lauren 21. The one I love the most in 25. And his new album, Lovely Night of Terror, out on March the 27th. So, going to play a track from that. This is Minus Touch with Pete Doherty, and going to be playing the chat after that.
Not
So I'm here with Carl Faulkner at City Matilda in Sheffield. How you doing, Carl?
All good, mate. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you too. So out on tour at the moment. Where were you last night?
Manchester. Night and Day Cafe, which is a pretty mad one. That was the first time the View ever played Manchester. And I think it's maybe the fifth time I've played it. So it's good to, and it's funny because my guitar player, Drew, the first time I met him was at that gig. He was singing Face for the Radio, one of the View songs.
Okay.
And I saw him and I was like, mate, do you want to come and sing on stage? And he ended up being my guitar player. So we're best pals ever since.
Awesome. Yeah. So fourth solo album, Lovely Night of Terror. Great title. How did you come up with that one?
I don't know. I've constantly got titles and things going through my head. So I think that sometimes when something sticks, it sticks. And I think like I'd been painting all my dreams for a bit. I'd painting all these mad dreams that I was having about my wife. My new single cover is like my wife tailing off seals at a water park, because I think she was in my head. She was. We went to this water park one time in Spain because we lived there.
Yeah.
And there was these seals, and she was like, well, that they shouldn't be doing that. But I was like, oh, they're fine. And it must have integrated into my brain, and then I kind of developed it where she was tailing off the seals. So I drew this painting, and that's called Lady Coachella, which all transits into this big, pure mad shit. So, I mean, I was... All of the stuff is like, I love going to terror is basically my dreams.
Yeah, wow, cool.
And it's like this oxymoron thing where I love using oxymoron. It's a lovely night of terror! You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
And you kind of recorded it at La Sierra Casa, yeah, in Spain. So how, yeah, what's the Spain connection?
So me and my best pal Wardy, we run a songwriting camp over there. So we've had like the Darkness, Libertines, Calum B. I've heard the biggest artists ever, but we've just announced Jamie T. We've announced Gaz Coombs. So basically, all fans of these people come over and write songs with their favourite artist.
Yeah.
And we've got a big studio, but we've moved venues. But I've got a studio in my house, so it's. I think for the quality of life that you get over in Spain compared to what you get here, it's amazing.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
As much as it costs for a house in the ferry in Dundee, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Are you missing it? Are you missing it? Like when you're away from there?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I'm back quite a lot, so. Don't miss it, because all my family, all my friends, they're all over all the time, and like, to be fair, like, it's quite mental because the weather sometimes you're into this false premise that Spain's always hot and it's freezing over sometimes, and it's like we live in the mountains as well, so you're like,
of course, even a bit colder then, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like it's mad, and like I run a lot, so when I go for my runs, I kind of it's hard to get a good route, because I've got my route, but it's just hills and it's just it's mad, man. It's just
must be a good place. When I've been doing some running in Spain myself, it's pretty cool. So you've got loads of people on the album. You've got Jamie Webster, you've got Dave McCabe from Zootons as well, Justin Hawkins from the Darkness, lottery winners, all these people, Pete Doherty. Yeah, so a whole range of people. What's it like just kind of, recording all these guys?
So all of them have been my heroes. I mean, lottery winners I've only known for a little while. But Dave McCabe, I grew up, like, when I first met Dave McCabe, I was like, wow, he was like the first celebrity kind of I ever met. when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Zootons.
Yeah. He's been on the show, actually. I've had Dave on the show. Yeah, great
he's
guy.
He's one of my heroes. Yeah, yeah. I've known him for Inside Out, like, so to get them on the record. And I think to show to show a bit of diversity, because maybe these people would have never took the step in that direction to do it sort of poppy. Even Dave was a bit like, oh, I want to help you out because you're my mate and that. But he says, but the songs are a bit poppy. And I was like, but this is cool for your voice.
And he was
like, oh, I'll do the first one. He goes, a lovely night, hit it. And there's an intro track that's like, lovely night. It's a sort of Beatles track, this weird one. He was like, I'll do that. And I was like, no, you're not doing that. You're doing the disgrace.
It's a great sound. It's great. And you change your sounds over the years and stuff. Yeah. Like, will you go back to do some View stuff as well? Or is that...
I don't know.
There's never talks of it.
I mean, the thing is about the View thing, like, it's. I think I'm ever changing. Like, I'm a songwriter. I write with so many different people.
Yeah.
I've always got like. There's always a big different like league of people, right? And I think like with the view, there's everyone expects that to be that sound.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
When you go back to it, it's quite, and I think the band are like that as well. I mean, Pete from the guitarist place, always loved that kind of stuff. I grew up with loads of girls, like loads of females in my family. So I was into dancing and all that stuff, and they're not really into that. And I think that to try and get that in the view is quite difficult. And I think they see me doing my solo stuff and then go, oh, he's going to come back with this, and I'm like, well, I'm the writer. So, but I think I think no matter what, when you do hear it, when you play it, and it straight away it just sounds like the view because they put their tag on it. So it's cool. Yeah. So I don't think there's ever going to be a worry for that. But I do think that sometimes I wish that they would be a bit more open to new sounds. Even like the Cortinas, like Liam's a good pal of mine, and he was like Andy Gannon, who done my record,
we co-produced on it.
Yeah. And he'd done the last Cortinas record, and I know for a fact that that was forward thinking for them. Mm. And I was thinking like, oh, I just wish the View Boys were a bit more like, but they wouldn't listen to the stuff that I listened to. So
okay.
And I think that
difficult
even
then.
But I suppose that's what kind of keeps the View grounded, which is cool. But if you want it on the radio, you've got to change shapes. You know what I mean?
Well, no, absolutely, I agree. But it was a kind of time then, wasn't it? I suppose when the View were kicking off and stuff like that. That time in music was a pretty good time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And everybody had a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was easier. You know, when you set out, you don't think you're actually going to have a hit song or be on the radio, and then just like even before Same Jeans were a big song, we had hits before that, so it was like these songs were still on the radio, so for that to go massive was huge, and then people kind of forgot about our other songs, you know what I mean? It's like then you start getting called the Jeans guy. And I'm like, the Jeans guy. but that's cool, man. I always appreciate getting that song still does us justice everywhere, you know what I mean? But I think even sometimes like we could be playing like Rat, I mean, I toured Australia a couple of years ago, and it was like I was playing on my own, just doing like sort of acoustic thing, and it was like big venues, it was like 1,000 cap venues in Australia and that, and like but then I played in this one bit and I can't remember, but I was coming out to see whatever, and then I just went
and they're like,
and I'm like, oh, no, and it's catch 22 because it is good having a hit.
Yeah,
but it's also when it's that monstrous of a hit, it's like it's hard for NBC stuff else. So we've almost became sort of a cult band.
We get to that tonight though when you play and stuff. Will you play the View stuff?
I'll play a few tracks. Yeah, I try not to play the ones that are sort of like co-writes because Kieran and the band and that get a bit weird about it. So I try they're like, oh, you shouldn't be touring if it's like not doing it on your own.
Okay.
So I try to play more of the songs, but then sometimes I feed off the crowd. So if the crowd are like shouting stuff, I'll just play it. You know what I mean? But I just like, I have to say that it's weird because obviously it's my band, but it's also like a different entity. So I have to like try and play more of my stuff. And I think these shows it's more solo fans that come to them. It's not like a View Fest.
Absolutely.
So it's more appreciation for the songs, which is cool. So
sometimes
I feel like I'm not going to play that. Like if, whatever, it was new songs and that, but it feels great playing all the new songs.
No,
and we're testing them out as well. I mean, yesterday we done this song Lady Coachella. It's a new single out with Lottery Winners, and that's we'd never played it once with the band, and we played it last night just first time before even rehearsing it, and just smashed it.
Oh,
so my band are really professional and they're really good musicians, so it feels good to work with actual pros as well.
Cool. So you got the album's out March the 27th,
and
then you're doing some kind of record shops as well. I think you're back in Sheffield again, actually. Start of April, HMV, I think.
Yeah, doing it, and that kind
of stuff. And then after that, what's the plan for kind of, you've got festivals lined up and stuff like that?
I've got loads of festivals, yeah. It's just like sort of wee mini. Because there's stuff going on that I'm not, it's just always a situation, but I'm not allowed to do certain stuff because there's other stuff going on. So it's just one of these things, but you'll find out soon.
You'll find out soon. Yeah. Thanks so much for talking to me on the show. On the Backroom Sheffield Live. Great. Have a great show, Carl, tonight.
Cheers, man.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Madhouse, diamond cut, everybody's looking rough. Big stars all around, everybody on the ground. I'm yours, she's mine. Hide and seek, playing time. Made a cold, bad dreams, looking like a real thing. I've seen it, I want it, cause everybody's got it. I'm feeling the pressure, cause everybody's out to get me. Seen it, I want it, cause everybody's got it. I'm feeling the pressure, cause everybody's on it.
coming through black keys, blue lights. I'm the poets in the night. I've seen it, I want it, cause everybody's got it. I'm feeling the pressure, cause everybody's out to get me. Seen it, I want it, cause everybody's got it. I'm feeling the pressure, cause everybody's on it. Somewhere new. I know you're looking at a big life and a bitter look, but I'd like to see you somewhere new.
Lady Coachella from his album Carl Faulkner. Great for him to chat to me outside the Cinema Matilda. It was a great gig too. Okay, got music news coming up very shortly after this. Biba Doobie, new from her. All I Did Was Dream of You, featuring the Marias.
new music on the Back Room.
From Box of the Rebellion, that is Satellites Above, from the second album Sleep, which is going to be out on the 27th of March. Okay, let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
The Cure, 1975, Guy Fontaine's DC, Nick Cave, and more contributions to a new Good Energy exhibition held by Teenage Cancer Trust. The new exhibition will be displayed at the historic Royal Albert Hall in London between March the 18th and April the 9th and consists of a series of prints. The collection is designed to capture the visual sense of connection at live shows. There are 21 limited edition silkscreen prints that will be on display, and the images have been personally selected by iconic acts such as the 1975 Guy Fontaine's DC Wolf, Alice Youngblood, Nick Cave, Near Archives, Keane, the Sex Pistols featuring Frank Carter, the Big Moon, the Snuts, Cool Teens, Bring the Horizon, Enter Shikari, Elbow, and more. Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien has confirmed that the band are preparing to return to stage with a new carefully paced touring model to combat burnout. The indie band returned to stage in 2025 following a 7-year hiatus to play limited run of shows across Europe with stops in Madrid, Bologna, London, Copenhagen and Berlin. Speaking to Rolling Stone, Ed said the band had agreed on a long-term plan that will see them perform in focus bursts rather than understand the kind of exhaustive world tours they once did. That's the music news. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. And this band, they are from Glasgow, called Saint Sappho. They're Zoe Young and Tammy Dyson. And I'm going to play this track from them. This is called Shoulder to Shoulder. Check this out.
Shoulder to shoulder,
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room.
Great track. They are called Death Echo. They're from LA and the track is called All About Love. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. So let's do some gigs.
Local and national gig guide.
So in Sheffield this week, you have Scouting for Girls at City Hall tonight, Sarah Jane Morris at the Greystones, Rob Orton at Steamworks. Tomorrow, the Cribs are down the Foundry, Ferocious Dogs down the Corporation. On Saturday, you've got Alex James doing the Britpop thing at the Sheffield City Hall at the Oval Hall. And Sunday, Happy Mondays. And the Farm supporting was Northside, but unfortunately, Dermo, the lead singer of Northside's, had a heart attack. So wish him all the best with his recovery. Witch Fever play at Corporation. Monday, Employed to Serve play at Yellow Arch. And Tuesday, Emily Harris at Sin and Matilda. And then on Wednesday, Atomic Rooster at the Greystones and Manchild at Factory Floor. Some tours that have been announced. Placebo, they've announced Nottingham Arena, 28th of November. Then on Glasgow, Manchester Cop Live on the 4th of December. Then on to London, to Cardiff. Those tickets go on sale on the 27th of March at 9 o'clock. 30 years of Placebo. Death Cab of Cutie, they have announced Manchester Victoria Warehouse on the 19th of September. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And the Pretty Reckless, their Dear God tour, Manchester Victoria Warehouse, 29th of November, Brixton Academy, 1st of December. Those tickets go on sale at 10 as well.
Sorry!
thanks for listening tonight. You've been listening to The Backroom, Sheffield Live 93.2. It's been good to have you here. Thanks to Kyle Faulkner from The View. Good luck with his solo album out on March the 27th. That is Jon Vangs from Sheffield. That's Futura. Some new albums out tomorrow. Little Sticky Pictures by Girl Group. And Ladytron has a new one called Paradises. My very special guest next week will be the legend. That is Midjaw. He is back with The Man of Two Worlds. A double album out on May the 8th. And kicking off his tour to... Yes, 50 years of music. So, going to be chatting to Midjaw next week. So, tune in for that. I'm going to play out with this band. They're called Metric. They've announced a tour in September as well. It's good to have them back. This is Time is a Bomb. Have a good evening. See you next week.